In the sacrament of confession, Jesus forgives our sins through the priest. One of the most poignant stories in the Gospel is the parable of the prodigal son, which tells us about a selfish son and his father. The father had in fact two sons, the younger one of whom decided to abandon his home. After asking for his inheritance, he left for a faraway country, where he squandered his money on a life of debauchery. Then, in order to earn a living, he had to hire himself out to feed pigs, until one day he felt so ashamed of his situation that he decided to go back home and seek forgiveness. "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you." The father, who saw him coming, ran to meet the boy, clasped him in his arms and kissed him. The father was so happy that he ordered a great banquet to celebrate the return of his younger son. This parable could help us to understand the sacrament of penance, the sacrament of God's mercy. The sacraments of healing. We have already studied the sacraments of Christian initiation, baptism, confirmation, and the Eucharist, which grant new life in Christ. But in spite of so much grace, man is weak, can sin, and draw on himself the misery of sin. It was Christ's wish that there would be a remedy for these needs, and we find it in the sacraments of penance and of the anointing of the sick, which are called sacraments of healing because they cure our weakness and pardon our sins. The repentance of sins is necessary for salvation. Salvation is not possible without true repentance for one's sins. Jesus Christ put it this way: "Unless you repent, you will all perish." Before Christ's coming, men were not sure whether God had forgiven their sins. Jesus gave us this certitude when he said, "Your sins are forgiven." The institution of the sacrament of penance for the forgiveness of sins. On the eve of the resurrection, Christ instituted the sacrament of penance when he said to his disciples, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you retain anyone's sins, they are retained." Jesus instituted this sacrament not as a court trial, but as a trial of mercy, where his apostles and disciples would forgive sins. What depths of mercy there are in God's justice! For in the judgments of men, he who confesses his fault is punished, and in the judgment of God, he is pardoned. Blessed be the holy sacrament of penance. This sacrament is also called the sacrament of conversion, reconciliation, or confession. Jesus Christ is the one who, through the priest, forgives sins. Only priests, duly ordained and with the corresponding faculty, can forgive sins, because Christ gave this power only to them. If someone tells his sins to a friend or directly to God, his sins are not forgiven. It is Christ himself who, in the moment of absolution, forgives sins through the priest, because a sin is an offense against God, and only God can forgive it. The priest is under the most serious obligation to keep sacramental secrecy. Effects of this sacrament. The effects of this sacrament are really wonderful. Reconciliation with God. The forgiveness of sins makes the penitent recover sanctifying grace. Reconciliation with the Church. The remission of eternal punishment incurred by mortal sins, and the remission, at least partially, of temporal punishment, according to the dispositions of the penitent. Peace of conscience, along with a deep consolation. Spiritual help in the Christian struggle to avoid falling into sin again. the need for penance. The sacrament of penance is absolutely necessary for those who have committed mortal sin after baptism. The Church teaches that we have the obligation of confessing all mortal sins at least once a year, and also in case of imminent danger of death, and before receiving Holy Communion. The value of frequent confession. The Church strongly recommends the practice of frequent confession, not only after having committed mortal sins, which should be confessed as soon as possible, but also when we have committed venial sins. By doing so, one grows in self-knowledge and humility. Bad habits disappear, and it becomes easier to fight lukewarmness. In addition, the conscience is purified, our interior life is helped, and the grace of the sacrament increases. In order to grow in love of God, we ought to venerate this sacrament highly, going to confession often and well prepared. Resolutions for Christian life. We should show great esteem for the sacrament of penance. Make the resolution of receiving confession frequently and well prepared.